I'm Jeff Davis with Just a Thought. In 411 BC, Greek writer Aristophanes wrote a play called Lysistrata. In the comedy, a woman, Lysistrata, went on a mission to deny sex to men to end the Peloponnesian War. Now, Bette Midler has made it her mission to get women to deny sex to men in protest of the new Texas abortion law. In Lysistrata, the result was a war between the sexes. Today, denying sex, aside from being a two-way superhighway, is still comedic because older men of Bette Midler's 75 years fall to, quoting the book of Matthew, "The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak," and you know what I mean. Hysteria, which has a Greek origin, is considered sexist, but this political tactic, some might say, hysteria is just silly, and it demeans what should be a serious topic. It is likely that those who wish to have an abortion after a fetal heartbeat is detected will go across state lines. No one can stop that. Meanwhile, someone as disingenuous as Bette Midler can deny herself carnal pleasure, if she's so disposed. Just a thought. I'm Jeff Davis.